Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Joe Kelly's on vacation today. It's Jonna Michael with you this morning. Happy Monday. It is August 4th. Next month, kids might be starting school. I don't know. I haven't checked the calendar yet, but I think so. This on around this time next month, the school buses will be back out. Everyone will start putting up their Halloween decorations because you know how they do. That's where we're going to be at. So soak up this last month of summer, okay? I know I certainly will be. Like I said, it's Monday, August 4th. It is National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day today, my favorite cookie of all time. So thank you to anybody who brings me a giant, warm, juicy, delicious chocolate chip cookie today. It's also National Coast Guard Day today. So shout out to anybody who served in the Coast Guard or currently serving, especially down there in Cape May. Happy National Coast Guard Day today. We have to say thank you to everybody that we met on Saturday. It was the Bally's Beach Bar Bikini Contest. Joe did a great job hosting. He's on vacay today to soak up a little bit more of the summer. And I was a judge, have to say. One of the things I can scratch off my bucket list for sure. I did not expect it to be as difficult as it was. It was so hard, but all the girls were great. Everybody had a fantastic time. And thank you to Stu, Jason, Alan, Paul, everybody at Bally's for having us. It was such a great time. Hopefully we get a chance to do it again. It was an absolute blast. Happy Monday. Hey, it's Jonna Michael with three things you need to know this morning. A whale is dead after it collided with a motorboat in Barnegat Bay over the weekend. Officials with the Marine Mammal Stranding Center say the accident happened Saturday afternoon near LBI. The force of the collision with the 20-foot mink whale nearly capsized the entire boat and sent a passenger into the water. The passenger was not injured, thank goodness. The boat captain says the accident was not caused by the boat antagonizing the whale. The whale's carcass will undergo a necropsy to determine the cause of death. Actor Gary Busey has pleaded guilty to criminal sexual contact in connection to an incident at a New Jersey horror convention 3 years ago. This actually happened in Camden County. He had to appear virtually at a hearing in Camden County Superior Court last week. The 81-year-old admitted to groping a woman at the Doubletree Hotel in Cherry Hill in August of 2022. Two women alleged Busey touched them inappropriately during a meet and greet at the Monster Mania Con. Busey was booked as a guest at the horror-themed convention. He faces 1 to 5 years of probation and fines under the plea deal. And Adam Sandler is back in New Jersey filming a new movie fresh off the release of Happy Gilmore 2. He's now at the beach. He's making a Netflix film called Roommates. It stars his daughter, Sadie Sandler. Over the weekend, he was spotted actually playing pickup basketball at Bucky James Community Center in Long Branch. And your South Jersey weather for today. Warmest day of the week. Sunshine with only a few clouds. High of 86. Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Joe Kelly's on vacay today. It's Jonna Michael with you this morning. Time now for my fangirl update. And we're talking about Luke Combs, who just dropped some serious husband goals on the gram, okay? He's celebrating 5 years with his ride or die, Nicole. Their dream wedding turned kind of cozy COVID style in Florida 5 years ago. It's now led them to rocking parent life with two of the most adorable boys ever, especially if you do follow them on social media, Tex and Bo. So stinking cute. Talk about a glow up from hurricane to family man. Luke Combs was like born to be a dad, and you're not convincing me otherwise. You can see how Luke and Nicole celebrated their 5-year anniversary right now at catcountry1073.com. Tim McGraw just pulled the ultimate curveball at the MLB Speedway Classic. Okay, he brought out Mr. Worldwide himself, Pitbull, for a crazy remix of Tim's song, I Like It, I Love It. Fans were shook, obsessed with all of the content on social media in the best way. And Tim's also rocking a bold new shaved head, too. It was the first MLB game ever at Bristol Motor Speedway. Safe to say it was a total home run. You can see Tim McGraw with Pitbull right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. It's Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna. So when I read this one last week, I knew I had to write about it. This one hits really hard. The body of 72-year-old Marine veteran Michael Blankenship, his body was found hidden in a closet 8 months after he passed. It's this one of the sickest crimes. Authorities say his own cousin allegedly covered up the death and stole his benefits for almost a year, Michael served his country. He lived quietly in Cumberland County for decades. His neighbors loved him. And now the community finally gets to honor him with a proper goodbye today in Pittsgrove. You can do that at Centerton Free Will Baptist Cemetery. We've got all the information up for you right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. He deserved so much better. We felt the need to share that with you in case you wanted to go pay your respects. Rest in peace, Michael. Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. So it finally happened. I never thought that I would be victim to one of these bad boys, no pun intended, but it happened over the weekend. There were people that were going around my condo complex, okay, trying to say they were from like an energy solution company. I have it on camera. They were asking for our electric bill. These people are not allowed to be doing this. It's a scam. The man who came to the door, it kind of seemed like he was like under the influence when like you talk to him through the camera. It wasn't great. It was like very sketchy. I'm pretty sure like they're not allowed. Is it called soliciting? I forget what it's called, but you're not like this is, it was a total scam. It was very obvious. You're not allowed to be doing this. I don't know if they were going to like try and break in or what they were doing, but so many of my neighbors caught these guys on camera and it was so sketchy. And like it's one of those things where you see it on the internet and you're like, oh yeah, like we know they exist, but like you don't necessarily ever think it's going to happen to you. Well, I hosted a bikini contest, or I judged a bikini contest this weekend, and now somebody tried to scam us by coming to the front door, so I can cross both of those things off of my bucket list for the weekend. How do you know for sure that this is like a scam? These, like, all this dude had was like a phony lanyard and like nothing else with him, but it was very obvious, okay, that, and if it wasn't a scam, I mean, this dude's manager's got to be alerted because I'm pretty sure he was not okay. So, I don't know. They're real. The scammers are real. They're out there. It happens. And they're right here in South Jersey. All right. I had to share that story with you because I couldn't believe it happened. Absolutely wild. Cat Country 107.3. Cat Country 107.3. It's time for your joke of the morning brought to you by Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of friends and family discounts happening right now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Do not miss out.
Jerry lives in Summers Point. I think Jerry is a girl because it has an I at the end.
Oh, yes. Jerry.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, from Jerry, your Cat Country joke of the morning. Couple have been married 45 years. They raise 11 children.
Dang.
27 grandchildren.
Jeez.
When asked the surrogate for staying together all that time, the wife replied, many years ago, we made a promise to one another. The first one to pack up and leave has to take all the kids.
A lot of kids.
Cat Country 107.3.
It's Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Thanks again to everybody that we met on Saturday. I judged, Joe hosted the first ever Bally's Beach Bar Bikini Contest. And when I tell you, it was an absolute blast. Oh, Saturday afternoon, well spent. In Atlantic City. We had so much fun. It was, I had an absolute ball. And so when I read this, I was like, you know what? It makes so much sense. So there was a recent report from Fox News that should be of great, great interest to anybody in the Atlantic City area, the South Jersey Beach area, and the mainland. So the report said, for those people that don't want to stomach like the bloated costs in Las Vegas, this travel expert is now encouraging a lot of his clients to come to Atlantic City. It's a more affordable casino and beach alternative. All the major resort brands and entertainment are here. And a lot of people commenting on the report are saying, yeah, Atlantic City's great. Like, definitely go check it out. So if you notice a lot more foot traffic in the area this summer, or even in like the next few years to come, people are catching on. Okay. Shout out to everybody who made our afternoon in Atlantic City an absolute blast over the weekend. A special thank you again to Bally's. It was so much fun. I cannot wait. I hope they do it again next year. And, they asked me if I would be in it next year. I don't know. I think I prefer the judges table, but that's just me. It's Cat Country 107.3. Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Joe is on vacay today, but we still have a Monday dumb story of the morning for you. Let's go.
Rome, Italy. A thief stole a painting from a small gallery, but felt so guilty about separating the painting from its family of paintings that he returned the next night to steal the rest of the collection. He left apologetic notes explaining that the artworks would be happier together and promised to take good care of all of them.
Yeah.
Security caught him on his second trip back when he arrived with a moving van. Police found his apartment converted into a recreation of the original gallery.
Hey, paintings have feelings, I guess.
He was taken into custody.
It's 2025, so.
Cat Country 107.3.
Hey, it's John and Mike. Morning. A whale is dead after it collided with a motorboat in Barnegat Bay over the weekend. Officials with the Marine Mammal Stranding Center say the accident happened Saturday afternoon near LBI. The force of the collision with the 20-foot whale nearly capsized the entire boat and sent a passenger into the water. The passenger was not injured. The boat captain says the accident was not caused by the boat antagonizing the whale. The whale's carcass will undergo a necropsy to determine the cause of death. Actor Gary Busey has pleaded guilty to criminal sexual contact in connection to an incident at a New Jersey horror convention 3 years ago. Appearing virtually at a hearing in Camden County Superior Court last week, the 81-year-old admitted to groping a woman at the Doubletree Hotel in Cherry Hill in August 2022. Two women alleged Busey touched them inappropriately during a meet and greet at Monster Mania Con. He faces 1 to 5 years of probation and fines under the plea deal. Adam Sandler is back in New Jersey filming a new movie fresh off the release of Happy Gilmore 2. He's now at the beach making a Netflix film called Roommates. It stars his daughter, Sadie Sandler. Over the weekend, he was spotted playing basketball at the Bucky James Community Center in Long Branch. Your South Jersey weather for today, warmest day of the week. Sunshine, only a few clouds, high of 86. Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. You know what that sound means. It's birthday shout-out time on the Cat. Kicking things off, we got to shout out Brooke Gorman. She works here. She's one of our account managing queens. We love you, Brooke. She's 46 today. Happy birthday, Brooke. Michelle McDowell has a birthday. Joseph Hinchy of Mays Landing is 75 today. Joseph, happy birthday. Susan Romig of Rio Grande is celebrating today. Dan Reyes of Atlantic City has a birthday. He's 34. Happy birthday, Dan. Nicole Oliva of Cape May Courthouse has a birthday. 46 years young today. Nicole, happy birthday. Katie Z has a birthday. Trevor Buckingham of Cape May Courthouse is 37 today. Jay Davenport of MISPA is 43. Happy birthday, Jay. Lauren Williams from Cape May Courthouse. Lots of Cape May Courthouse today. Lauren, happy birthday. Erin Wolf of Laurel Lake is 39. Erin, happy birthday. Rhonda Crewmaker of Mays Landing is celebrating today. Michael Gahorski of Dennisville is 37 today. Kelly Campbell from Tuckerton is celebrating today. Happy birthday, Kelly. That's it. If we missed you, happy one to you as well. The winner of our big birthday shout out, you'll hear your name mentioned right here on the Cat Country Morning Show all morning long. Erin Wolf of Laurel Lake, she's 39. Erin, have a wonderful day today. It's going to be the warmest day of the week, too. So if you're having a beach day for your birthday, not a bad day to have it, that's for sure. Happy birthday. It's Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. So did you do it? Did you watch Happy Gilmore 2? I finally did. I watched it last week. And I have to say, I've been looking on TikTok. I've been reading all of the things. Have you heard about what the Swifties are saying? Okay, so let me back up for a second. So, if you're not aware, there's so many celebrities that make cameos and appearances and whatever in the movie. And so, I mean, Travis Kelce's in it, Bad Bunny's in it, Post Malone's in it. Oh my gosh, the list like goes on. Haley Joel Osment is in it, the kid from The Sixth Sense. It's crazy. The list really does go on and on. There's so many randoms. Eminem's in it. So Swiftie fans are convinced that Taylor Swift secretly popped up in the movie. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it, there's a scene where there's a bear. Travis Kelce's in that scene. And it's clearly somebody in a bear costume, right? It's not like a CGI bear. It's clearly, it's funny. All right. So a behind the scenes clip shows Travis Kelce in the same scene, and the internet is convinced it's her just by the action between Travis Kelce and whoever's in the bear costume when they're not in character, right? So there's no way to know for sure until one of them like admits it, but I definitely think it's possible. If you have not checked out the movie, it's really cute, okay? Like, it's an Adam Sandler movie. Like, what do you want, okay? Is it going to win an Oscar? Probably not. But, like, I thought it was really cute. It was hysterical. I appreciated it for what it is. I definitely think you should check it out. Happy Gilmore 2. It definitely left me with a really good night. It was really cute. So that's my recommendation. See if you think it's Taylor Swift. Because I'm not convinced now that it's not her. Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. You know what that sound means. Morning Trivia is on the air. 609-383-1073. If you'd like to play, I've got a pair of Dierks Bentley tickets up for grabs for you today. He's coming to Camden this week, actually, on Thursday, 7 p.m., Freedom Mortgage Pavilion, right on the water. It's going to be a great show. Your tickets will be emailed to you if you win. All you got to do is be the first one to answer this question correctly. Appropriate for summer, especially here at the beach, I would say. If you are an avid seafood lover, on average, you will eat 11,000 of these every single year. What is it? Avid seafood lovers, on average, will eat 11,000 of these every year. What is it? 609-383-1073. That's an awful lot, I would say. Who knew? Good luck. Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. Morning Trivia is on the air, 609-383-1073. If you want to go see Dierks Bentley this Thursday, he's coming into Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden. It's going to be a great show. 609-383-1073. If you can answer this question correctly, seafood lovers on average will eat 11,000 of these every year. What is it? Again, seafood lovers on average will eat 11,000 of these every single year. What is it? Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Cat Country.
Hey, is it plastic?
Pieces of plastic. Yes, that's absolutely right. You're our winner. What's your name?
Aiden.
Aiden, where are you from?
I'm from Upseekin.
Aiden, you are going to see Dierks Bentley this Thursday in Camden. Congrats.
Woo! Woo!
Love to hear it.
Sweet.
Good job, Aiden. Yeah, you nailed it. Pieces of plastic, it's nasty. I love seafood, and I guess that's contributing to my health. So there's that. Aiden's going to see Dierks Bentley. We'll have more tickets for you tomorrow. Congratulations, Aiden from Abseekin. Cat Country 107.3. Hey, it's Jana Mike. Morning. A whale is dead after it collided with a motorboat in Barnegat Bay over the weekend. Officials with the Marine Mammal Stranding Center say the accident happened Saturday afternoon near LBI. The force of the collision with the 20-foot whale nearly capsized the entire boat and sent a passenger into the water. The passenger was not injured. The boat captain says the accident was not caused by the boat antagonizing the whale. The whale's carcass will undergo a necropsy to determine the cause of death. Actor Gary Busey has pleaded guilty to criminal sexual contact in connection to an incident at a New Jersey horror convention 3 years ago. Appearing virtually at a hearing in Camden County Superior Court last week, the 81-year-old admitted to groping a woman at the Doubletree Hotel in Cherry Hill in August 2022. Two women alleged Busey touched them inappropriately during a meet and greet at Monster Mania Con. He faces 1 to 5 years of probation and fines under the plea deal. Adam Sandler is back in New Jersey filming a new movie fresh off the release of Happy Gilmore 2. He's now at the beach making a Netflix film called Roommates. It stars his daughter, Sadie Sandler. Over the weekend, he was spotted playing basketball at the Bucky James Community Center in Long Branch. Your South Jersey weather for today, warmest day of the week. Sunshine, only a few clouds, high of 86. Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. Joe Kelly's on vacation. That means it's time now for my favorite tweets. I do have five of them for you on this Monday morning. Here we go. I'm so jealous of people who know how to shut up. Yeah, for real. I shut up and subtitles come out of my face. Yep. Accurate. Number two. In 1,000 years, archaeologists will be digging up tanning beds thinking we've fried people as punishment. They might. Number three. Can you multitask? Yeah. I'm actually losing my mind and chilling at the same time. Doing it right now. That tracks for me. Number four. People my age are raising children and I'm just here trying to bribe myself with treats instead of doing my chores. I had to do that yesterday, actually. Number five, last one. Most people don't realize this, but you can eat organic, gluten-free food without telling anyone around you, ever. Do with that information what you will. Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana.
I don't want to go to work.
If you're feeling that way today, trust me, you're not the only one. It's Monday. We all wish we could just be at the beach already. I'd be getting ready to go right now, actually. You know whose job doesn't suck? And I'll tell you that right now. Adam Sandler. I feel like he has a blast these days, especially whatever he's doing. And you can tell just by how he shows up, right? I mean, look at how he dresses. I aspire to have that level of I don't care, and I'm going to do what I want every single day of my life for the rest of my life. But let's talk about how often he's been in New Jersey lately. I don't know if you've noticed, but he's kind of been all over the place. Right now, he's actually here. He's filming a new movie with his daughter, Sadie. And I think that has to do with the Netflix deal. You know how they're building those studios in Fort Lee? So Adam Sandler has this giant Netflix, like, production and distribution deal. So I have a feeling that we're going to be seeing him around the Garden State a lot more often. I think he just, at this point, should just come out and say whether he's team pork roll or team Taylor ham. I feel like we've reached that point. He might as well, like, establish residency at this point. Is he going to vote for the Birds? Is he going to root for the Giants? Like, what's the deal? Because he's not leaving anytime soon. Not if this deal with Netflix has anything to say about it. Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. In case you missed it, well, the internet surely did not skip on this over the weekend. So there was a whale that collided with a boat just north of Brigantine in Barnegat Bay, right off the coast of LBI. And it was gnarly. Somebody got thrown overboard of this boat. And it was wild. So officials with the Marine Mammal Stranding Center say that the accident happened on Saturday afternoon. The whale collided with the boat. And it was, I mean, the footage is absolutely nuts. You can check it out. We have it up for you right now. CatCountry1073.com and on the CatCountry 107.3 app. Luckily, the guy that flew off the boat, or the passenger, I should say, that flew off the boat, there's no injuries reported. They weren't even, like, messing with the whale either. It's not like that's why the whale reacted that way. There is going to be some tests done to determine why the whale passed away and why it was acting like that, like why it collided with the boat in the first place. But it's really sad to hear that the whale didn't make